main source of their livelihood, which is fish and coconut, not being able to consume it, but also not able to export it for economic means. So the question we continue to ask ourselves is, you know, are these islands, especially, you know, for the sake of argument, anywhere like Atoll, is it really inhabitable? Are we really trying to put a, you know, smoke screen or try to cover things up, saying that, you know, everything is okay, yet, you know, there are things that you cannot do? And how do you expect for a civilization or a society to be able to survive and thrive in an environment that, you know, your basic existence of living is are very limited and very monitored and regulated? It's because of all these ongoing and lingering health issues and hazards for the community there. So for us, it's really, are they not telling us exactly what is beyond? Just say, okay, it's okay to live here and you can live certain part of the atoll, but there are certain parts you cannot, and there are certain areas you cannot even, and there are things you cannot do.
If there is, a limited scope to people's lives on the atoll, will that require that people will seek to relocate to other parts of the Marshall Islands or even away from the Marshall Islands themselves?
Well, I think that will be a decision that the entire government and then the leadership of people of anywhere will have to decide. But I think if your health is compromised, I mean, if you really, you know, take away the politics and take away the everything else, but just focusing on basic humanity and your health is compromised, then what's the purpose of all these things? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to continue to live in an environment that you know that is not good for your health. You're doomed to be anything but healthy at the end of the day. No lives is more important than others. You cannot say, okay, just because they're from the Marshall Islands, they don't worth that much than somebody living maybe in Australia or America or Western Europe. Just because we're coming from the Pacific doesn't mean that our lives are less important and less valuable than those who are in the industrialized society.
In recognition of this, the value of the lives of the people on the Marshall Islands, do you think that the people in the Marshall Islands have been properly compensated by the U.S. government to be able to fulfill these lives?
Absolutely not. I mean, just to be honest, you really cannot put a price tag to anything as far as when it's come to the, you know, the livelihood or the health of any individual human being. Cannot quantify that. There's no way you can do that. And, you know, whatever money that the U.S. allocated back in the 1980s, we've already settled this and is no longer an issue for them. No, it's really an ongoing issue, and they need to recognize that. Because, you know, they may say, okay, legally we've already, under the Compact of Free Association, they've indemnified us, and under the espousal clause, there's really no more thing to discuss as on the legal side of things. But, I mean, you have to look at the humanitarian side and look at the moral side of it because, you know, we did not bring this upon us. I mean, this was never sought. It was brought by the United States. There's no question around that they have to live up to it and they need to come clean and they have to live up to this responsibility of cleaning the environment and making sure that these people are properly compensated. And then, you know, I cannot give you an exact figure as far as compensation is concerned because there's no so many part of the equation that needs to be considered. You have to look at the environmental, you have to look at the social, you have to look at the economical, the health aspect of it has to be taken into consideration. And I think it will be up on both sides to be able to agree on certain terms and conditions of what kind of obligations and commitment that the United States has to be made.